Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
Bill Larson.
And the Enforcer.
And welcome to a long weekend of wrestling. And so that means we've got a lot of predictions. Right now, Big Red is on the road to the Enforcer's possession. So hopefully he'll get that before this weekend. If not, you'll get to see it every week when we do Smash Zone and the Impact Show later on in the month. So, yeah, Enforcer's looking to hold on to that Big Red title after winning it at New Japan. Of course, Larson and I also looking to get our hands back on Big Red. First up this weekend on Saturday and then first part of Sunday, we've got two WWE shows, Clash at the Castle there in the jolly old UK. And then, of course, Worlds Colliding, Crisis on Infinite Worlds Colliding.
And Infinite NXTs.
Yeah, and that's happening. That's just happening at the Performance Center, right?
Yeah, Sunday at 1 p.m. Pacific, I believe.
Yeah.
So
we're going to be doing live reactions to the big shows, to the Clash, and then at All Out. All Out's going to be in a separate video going up tomorrow morning.
Correct. So there's 6 matches on Clash, 5 at Worlds Collided out so far. We're doing this Thursday evening. Of course, here we use confidence points. So the match per show, you're most confident in. You assign the most number of confidence points. For example, Clash Castle, the 6 match you're least confident in, you give 1. Each match has a unique confidence point value. You get your pick right, you get that number of points. We add points to the month. Who has the most points at the end of the month gets Big Red. Let's kick things off. Clash the Castle, match 1. For the Intercontinental Championship, Gunther, Walter, versus Sheamus. Steve, who's winning this one?
I got Gunther with this one. He's been a dominant champion. He's been booked pretty dominant. Triple H seems to like Gunther. 5 confidence points.
I got Gunther as well. I think I might have 6 on. Yeah, 6 for Walter to get the win. These two guys are going to beat the hell out of each other. But Gunther's not losing anytime soon. Not anytime soon. 6 confidence points on Walter.
Yeah, this is one of those ones where I feel extremely confident in a sea of other ones that I am hemming and hawing about. But Gunther, I got 5 on him for sure.
Very good. Very good. Next up, we got Judgment Day.
Judgment Day.
Taking on Rey Mysterio. And you think you know him. Edge. Will this be Rey and Edge's Judgment Day, or will it be Judgment Day for Judgment Day? So Edge beat Damian Priest. Ray says, Dom, I don't want you as my partner. I want Edge, but I want you there in my corner They have my back in case things go wrong. The ingredients seem to indicate that Judgment Day is going to get this W.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm inclined to agree. You might see a Dom heel turn finally. It wouldn't be surprising. I got Judgment Day. I might, it's between, I'll say four for Judgment Day right now. That might be five by the time the pay-per-view rolls around. I'm feeling pretty good about Judgment Day's chances because ultimately it's going to lead to Finn and Edge having a match and Finn will lose that one.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one, man. I got Judgment Day also with four. I don't know if Dom's going to turn finally. Kind of feels like we're on the precipice of that. Him and Rhea seem to have some sort of relationship burgeoning right now.
Yeah.
And I think they might pull the trigger at Clash at the Castle. Judgment Day with four.
Yeah, I'm much inclined with you guys. Judgment Day with four. I'm not so sure that Dom will turn at this point, but he may factor into why Ray or Edge is distracted for them to lose because of what's happening out there. I think Judgment Day or the Judgment Day with four is a good call.
All right. Next up, Bianca Belair, Asuka, and Alexa Bliss taking on Bayley, Io Sky, and Dakota Kai. Enforcer, who do you got?
Well, the big team, the cohesive unit coming together, Bayley's first match since she has come back. I think Control is going to take this, but I don't have super confidence because something else could happen here. A lot of moving parts in that women's division, but right now I have Control with two confidence points.
Steve, what say you?
Under Vince McMahon, I'd be more bearish on Control. This is a new era. They have to win this. Control wins with six confidence points.
Six, that's a lot. I have Bayley and Io and Dakota Kai, not with six, but with five. Yeah, I kind of feel like they have to win this. They didn't win the tag titles.
Right.
And some part thanks to Bianca, Asuka, and Alexa. So they got to win this. They have to. And then they can use this win for Bayley to motivate a title shot against Bianca. They're going to win. Five confidence points. Next up. Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Matt Riddle versus
his bitch ass.
Yes. Versus Seth Rollins. Steve, who do you got?
I got Seth Rollins. He's got to start winning. He's got to start putting together some win matches, some big pay-per-view win matches. He's talking about moving up to the Universal title scene. I think if they're going to do a title change at Clash of the Castle, which I think is at least possible, Seth Rollins is a perfect opponent for wherever he's going to land on whatever show against whoever the champion ends up being. If Drew McIntyre, the face, ends up winning those titles, Seth Rollins got to be next in line. So I got Seth Rollins winning this with three confidence points.
Three confidence points. All right, I got Seth. Everything you said, I agree with 100%. I got Seth with two. He's lost, what, three straight pay-per-view matches? Three matches to Cody against
three
Cody.
To Cody. He's got to get wins now. He's Seth freaking Rollins.
I know.
He's a big Triple H guy.
He is. So I got Seth with two. What about you, Enforcer?
Yep. Well, just like you said, man, Seth Rollins needs a win. He's hoping to move on up. But Matt just got his first name back. So I'm going to go with Riddle here with three.
All right. Ooh. I think that was his win. Getting his name was his win. And then he was called a bitch ass.
There you go. That's why, man. I mean,
he got that cry face going.
Hey, they already have that story going with Dom. So at some point, Riddle has to get on top and win this thing here, man. Otherwise, he's just a punk.
That is a good point because Riddle's gotten his ass kicked by Seth like at every turn basically so far.
Yeah, I mean, I know Seth Rollins put him down before, with this stomp and everything. But like, you know, it's Seth Rollins. I'll believe it when I see it. I might go lower on confidence points, but I'm not sure I can because next up we've got the SmackDown Women's title.
Yes.
Shayna Baszler, sort of NXT rebranded Shayna Baszler. Mm-hmm. Hopefully they give her old theme song back too. That's because great. That was amazing. Taking on Liv Morgan with that bum arm. Now, Shayna Baszler seems to be kind of a proxy for Ronda Rousey. And in fact, when Ronda Rousey crossed paths with Shayna Baszler, Ronda even said, you know what? You used to be a killer. I would love for this to go Shayna's way. I'll believe that when I see it. I think it actually benefit Liv Morgan a lot to lose this, rebuild her character up into somebody who you could believe can actually win. But I think maybe Shayna Baszler is that person to prove that Liv Morgan can win against Ronda Rousey, and that's why Liv Morgan's going to win. I got two confidence points on Liv.
All right, I got three on Liv. I think you're right about all that. If anybody in the near future is taking that title off Liv, it might be Ronda Rousey, or they might wait till Charlotte comes back, whenever that may happen. But Liv's going to get the win here. Three confidence points. What about you, Enforcer?
I think opposite with this one. I actually do think that Shayna does take the belt off of her.
I hope so. I hope you're
and,
right.
And yeah, cool. Absolutely. I mean, it's. I think it was Maggie or Lou when we were talking. They were saying that always when the baby face, or maybe it was you guys, always when it's the first baby face reign, it's always sort of underwhelming. Mm-hmm. Then, like you said, got to be built back up, and then it is more believable. So I think Shayna wins this. She's a believable champ, but I only got one on it because I could see Liv sneaking one out.
You know what they right. might do here, and it would still mean a win for Liv Morgan, is if Shayna Baszler tries to rip the arm off and gets herself DQ'd in the process.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
might do something like that. Like, I don't know, maybe Liv hits the ropes and Shayna just holds it on past the five because she seems to be more interested in taking a limb
yeah.
than taking the title. So that could still benefit well, Shayna yeah. and still help Liv retain, although she'll look terrible if they
know,
do that.
I know,
right. But Triple H, you know he loves Shayna Baszler. I don't know how he feels about Liv Morgan, so this will be an interesting one. I'm looking forward to this match.
Yeah, yeah. Main event, match I'm looking forward to, I'm sure we Mitch all Mitch. Are, for all the belts, the Undisputed Universal WWE Championship. You got your champion, right. Roman Reigns, taking on Drew McIntyre. Enforcer, who you got?
Okay, well, I've only got a six left. And it ain't gonna be on. And it ain't gonna be on Drew. It's gonna wow. be on Roman. I am acknowledging you,
knowledge.
Roman, as my tribal chief, and you have my six confidence points, and I doubt that will waver.
What about so, you, Steve? The go home math on SmackDown would seem to indicate that this is Roman Reigns' match to win. So I've got one confidence point. I'll probably in the heat of the moment. I'll probably make a decision then more, you know, to actually go for it. But I got Roman Reigns. I would be kind of surprised if they did, even though I know the Saudi pay-per-views are totally canon. They do plenty of stuff there that's canon. And this is, you know, in a different time zone. They seem to not care about that. I think it's going to be a big deal. Mm-hmm. I think you can probably have Roman walk out with the title and Drew McIntyre still looks strong, but apparently Austin Theory is making the trip as well. That might just be for press purposes. I don't know. Or another segment on the show. Mm-hmm. I want to put it on Drew McIntyre. I really want to. And I might when all is said and done, but right now I'll believe it when I see it that the Tribal Chief is going to have that title taken off from Roman Reigns. One confidence point.
Yeah, I got Roman with one as well. I can't in good conscience put a bunch of confidence points on Roman. I know in pay-per-views past, it's all about top confidence points, Roman Reigns. This is like the first mm-hmm. time based on the matchup, the situation, and kind of the, you know, the rumors that have gotten out about WWE Creative actually seemingly for the first time since Roman won those titles, contemplating a title change, not to say it's for sure going to happen, but if the possibility is there, they're thinking about it, well, I gotta weigh that when making my confidence points pick here. So I got Roman with one. Day of the show, that might change based on how things play out. But as I stand right now, Roman with one.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now, all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well, inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Moving on to Worlds Collide, NXT versus NXT UK, plus also versus SmackDown, and plus also versus, I guess, I don't know what Nikki and Doudrop are on, I guess Raw. Yeah, so a lot of stuff going on here at Worlds Collide. It should sort of be like a low-key way to sort of reestablish NXT as, you know, a buzzworthy brand. Who knows if that's going to come with a rebrand afterwards. We'll find out. But got some killer matches, some potentially killer matches here on the card. Yeah. Starting off, of course, with what could be easily a show-stealing match.
It could be maybe match of the weekend.
Maybe even a weekend-stealing match. Talking about, of course, Carmelo Hayes versus Ricochet, one and only. I have got... five confidence points on Carmelo Hayes. I think they're bringing Ricochet in to do the job to Melo and give us all a match we can remember.
Absolutely. You're onto something there. I got Melo with five as well. Melo's not losing that title anytime soon.
Yeah.
Ricochet will take that L, go right on back to SmackDown and beat Happy Corbin again probably.
Yeah, there you go.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is Carmelo showcase match right here. This is going to be the one right here. He's going to be holding up that North American title at the end. Five on Carmelo.
Yep. Five. Next, we got for the NXT tag, women's tag titles, you got Katana Chance and Caden Carter taking on Doudrop and Nikki A.S.H. Enforcer, who do you got here?
This is one of those ones where you bring in the tag team that in the background seems to be at odds, seems to not be on the same page. Chance and Carter, one of the few, other than I think Toxic Attraction, to be a cohesive tag team in NXT. I think they retain those as much as I would. They could be a left field sort of thing for Doudrop and Nikki to sort of get them back together. I don't see that happening at all. Four on Chance and Carter.
What about you, Steve?
I got Chance and Carter as well. I got three. I think I got three confidence points on this. I'm looking at this now and I'm going to do one on this one. Yeah, so three confidence points on Chance and Carter as well. Everything you said is totally true. I think this is just going to sort of solidify Nikki and Doudrop, maybe breaking up, maybe not, but in any event, they're sort of not doing anything. I mean, I've heard some suggest that this could be a way to get Nikki and Doudrop back rebranded, Nikki Cross and Piper Niven. I think it'd be great.
That would be cool.
However they do that, did that, I think it'd be pretty cool. But yeah, I got three confidence points on Chance and Carter.
Yeah, I got three on Chance and Carter as well. Everything you guys said. Complete agreement. They're going to retain. They just won those titles.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. They just got them. Yeah.
Next. For the NXT and NXT UK Tag Team Championships, you got the NXT Tag Team Champions, the Creed Brothers, taking on Gallus.
Yeah! Oh!
Versus Pretty Deadly versus Briggs and Jensen. Steve, who do you got?
I got two confidence points on the Creeds. I think this is a great way to establish them. Much like Carmelo Hayes, they're establishing him as an A champion. I think the Creeds have put in a lot of good work. As much as I want my boys in Gallus to be on top, no Gallus boys on top. It's going to be the Creeds. They had that. The go-home math also works for them in that last episode of NXT. So yeah, I got two confidence points on the Creed. Only two because there's so many people in this match.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah, as much as I'd love to see Gallus boys on top, it's not going to happen. Although, if anybody else other than the Creeds wins this match, I feel like it would be Gallus.
Yeah, I agree with that. The Creeds could move up, to be honest with you. I think they're ready. Possible.
They are ready. But I got the Creeds with two. I kind of feel like there's more of a legacy for them to establish in NXT. And, and part of that's going to be unifying the title. So, yeah, Creeds, two confidence points.
Yeah. I just because of it is a multi-team match, normally I always put a little bit less on there. So I got Creeds. I've only got one on them just because of the sheer mayhem that could happen. Yeah, they could get moved up, but yeah, I think that there's much more storyline that you could squeeze out of there. And I love the Creed bros. Those guys have grown and grown. I'd love to see them to unify those belts and have those for sure.
For sure. Next up, this one is a bit of a head scratcher. I don't know which way to go still. And I've thought about this. We got Mandy Rose versus Mako Satomura versus Blair Davenport unify the NXT and NXT UK Women's Championships. Yeah. Right now I'm saying Mako with one confidence point, but Mako and Mandy could both be going to Maine and Blair could win this. Or they really want to cement Mandy's legacy and have her win this. But then that would be like a sweep for NXT. I don't know if they want to do that. So I got Mako with one right now.
Yeah, I got Mako, but I think because if you do Blair, they're different types of heels, but you're going from one bad guy to another bad guy. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they're going to do that, although maybe they do want that to keep, you know, the good guys chasing him up there at the top. I'm going to go with Blair with one. I think she's going to steal this thing somehow. She's very crafty. Although Mandy, what Shayna said also really stuck with me in terms of Mandy. I mean, maybe this will be, you know, a referendum, a mandate.
Yes.
NXT 2.0. But man, UK is coming in. You can't have everybody lose.
Exactly.
I'm going to go with Blair with one, but my heart says Mako.
Yeah. With this one, every time we do these predictions and it comes up to the Women's NXT Championship and Mandy Rose has it, it seems like clockwork. I always say they're going to take the belt off of her. This mm-hmm. is the one time that I'm going to say, and what you said with Shayna, going to solidify her as what she is right now. And they're going to go with Mandy Rose with two confidence points.
Okay, wait a second. So, Larson, are you saying Mako right now?
Yeah, right now, Mako with one.
All right, if you guys want, I'm just throwing this out there. I am totally willing to stick to my guns on this match and go and stick with Blair if you guys agree to stick with your picks.
All right.
Mako and Mandy. So okay. that if it, because we're lining up on everything else except for like a slight difference in the confidence points.
Yeah.
It'd be kind of nice to have one match where a lot rides on it.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, like at Clash, Enforcer has a couple different picks from us already. So,
yeah, I know. Yeah. But for Worlds, yeah. Well, and we're not live streaming Worlds Collide. So I guess it doesn't matter. So, yeah. Anyways, I like when we get to do that.
Match. These are final for Worlds Collide. Yeah. These are final.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Mako with one.
Okay.
The main event, I would assume, Bron Breakker taking on Tyler Bate. Tyler Bate.
Don't care about that European wrestling. It's stupid. Bron Breakker with four confidence points. Yeah, I'm a Steiner.
What about you, Enforcer?
Okay, this is where the fork of the road is made. I'm going with Tyler Bate with three.
I hope you're right about this.
I'd be so happy if
I'd be so excited.
I think Bron gets moved up. I really do. Whichever it is. I
love that.
It may not be right away. He may lick his wound for some sort of rematch or kick out the door.
Love it.
But I think, you know, that's why I feel good with Mandy, because she's going to be holding on 2.0, and then UK gets the men's belt. So Tyler Bate sticking with it. Three.
All right. I want that to happen. I would love for that to happen.
Same. Same.
I got Bron with four, though, too.
Yeah, four confidence points. Same as Steve. Smart man, you Larson is.
Yeah.
Have no confidence in him. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. No confidence, Tyler Bate. You love NXT UK, not so much. Anyways, hey, let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Be sure to join us for Clash of the Castle. We're going to have some McGriddles because it's 10 a.m. our time. But if it's 1 p.m. your time, if you're on the East Coast, guess what? You could have lunch. Or if you're near a McDonald's that serves breakfast all day, you can indulge in that. I don't think they do that anymore because of the pandemic thing.
But you can get a Big Mac or a two cheeseburger meal or something.
Absolutely. Or you can get a Big Mac and two cheeseburgers and mash them all together. Have four.
Oh, wow. Get an apple pie, too. Add it to the whole thing.
Absolutely. Yeah, exactly. And then it becomes breakfast.
Fish filet. Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Anyways. Don't get it.
Let us know what you guys think in the comments below. Hit that subscribe button. Hit that like button. Till next time, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
Later.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.